A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18. At this time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So he called a little child to him, whom he set among them. Then he said, "In truth, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And so the one who makes themselves as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. See that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. Tell me, suppose someone has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray. Will that shepherd not leave the 99 on the hillside and go in search of the stray? In truth, I tell you, when he finds it, it gives him more joy than do the 99 that did not stray at all. Similarly, it is never the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. The Gospel of the Lord. Children should be seen and not heard, we say. Well, that is certainly not a proverb uttered by Jesus. According to Jesus, not only should they be seen and heard, but we should become like them. That may sound preposterous, but when you think about it, Jesus is again saying something very wise. We need to take note. Children have a sense of wonder. Children are trusting. Children are forgiving. Children are vulnerable. Children love giving and receiving affection. They have much to teach us, so-called sophisticated people. They are the kingdom. There were 2 5-year-olds whom I will never forget, David and Eleanor. They both had cancer, and we decided to prepare them for First Communion. I was lucky enough to be involved in preparing them and then giving them the sacrament. I have to say, when they received communion, they were ready, and they taught me. I would love to be always where they were at that moment. Jesus is right.